Harper hadn't won. Not yet. Digital. His voice was a rasp, barely more than a whisper, but Matt had managed it. Computer is digital, he said, stronger and more confident with every word. Ones and zeros. The real world isn't like that. You're right, Venture encouraged him. He took Matt by the shoulders, shaking him gently. Think about pi. Think about every circle ever drawn, and how no computer can ever understand any of them. How could it?
Yes.
It was Robin speaking. She sounded drained and tired, but she was speaking, moving, lifting her arm and watching her fingers flex.
Get out of my mind, she croaked.
She closed her eyes. Then when she opened them again, she seemed almost herself once more. That's better, she said. Thank you. Matt struggled to reassert himself within his own mind. He could feel the clouds drifting away, like condensation on a car windscreen slowly clearing to reveal the wintry road beyond. He could see. He could hear. He could move. Easy as pie, he said. Well done, Venture was smiling at them. He nodded, as if to tell them he'd known all along they could do it. Now, we haven't much time, and there's lots to do. We can't let Harper get control. We can't allow him to use his world model. Venture was striding up towards the passageway into the pyramid. Matt and Robin struggled to keep up. Matt's legs felt as if he'd been sitting awkwardly for hours, and they were only just getting the feeling back. What about Atlantis? Matt said. What about them? They tried the same thing. That wasn't right either, Venture told him. It couldn't be permitted then, and we can't let it happen now.
But they were trying. They built all this.
And remember what happened to them over 12,000 years ago, Venture said. We can learn a lot from the past. The crack of gunfire from Smith's men and Harper's guards outside was still audible, but it was down to the odd few shots now rather than the constant thunder of earlier. Venture paused, just inside the passageway, listening to the distant sounds and waiting for Matt and Robin to catch up. He was looking back at them, so he did not see the floor of the passageway buckle and heave, the flagstones lifting as if forced upwards by an earthquake. Dark earth and rubble spewed out of the hole in the floor. Matt yelled. Robin was running. Venture turned to see the huge weight of earth and rock crashing towards him. Without hesitation, he leapt. Right at the mass of soil and stone and rubble, shoulder down through the crashing wave. Black rain engulfed him, and he disappeared. Matt and Robin skidded to a halt. The shapeless mass was moving, reforming, coalescing into a huge figure. But on the other side of it, they could see Venture, his clothes stained and torn, his face grimy and caked in dirt, running.
The computers! Matt yelled. Shut them down and you stop Harper's model. We'll try to stop him here.